A football analyst, Carl Tufour, has expressed shock at the decision of the GFA to sack coach Goran Stevanovic. He said the dismissal has come too late as the Black Stars are set to play the qualifying series for the Africa Cup next year and the World Cup to be hosted by Brazil in 2014. Mr. Tufour told Radio Ghana's Georgia Secretary that the dismissal will affect the team but expressed doubts if a local coach would be engaged.
I'm highly surprised. If you consider that they themselves have accepted the fact that it's extremely late in the day and they have World Cup qualifiers against the African champions and the African Nations Cup quarterfinalists, Sudan and Zambia and Sudan respectively, then I really think that it's a bit late if they have plans of recruiting a foreign coach. So it is a bit surprising, but the writing was on the wall, wasn't it? I mean, we can't deny that people were not too happy. I thought that the FA would, or I thought that they were going to do exactly what they did 6 years ago when we had a terrible African Nations Cup, even worse than what we did this time. But maintained Serbian coach, and then we went on to do things in the World Cup. So I'm a wee bit surprised, but it really probably was on the wall as far as the coach was concerned.
The upcoming qualifiers are just at the corner. Will this in any way affect us?
You can't deny that it would. I mean, if you're going to get a foreign coach, you're going to get a new guy who's now going to have to look at the players all over again. He may have a different plan, he may have a different formation, and that's not exactly what you want. You need some level of continuity. So yes, it will affect us, but if the players are professional enough to do it, know that they've got a job to do, then they should be able to do it, but it's not going to be easy at all.
What would be the financial implication for the state regarding this dismissal, because the contract has been terminated?
There's a sort of escape clause, but it will have to be negotiated, and that really shouldn't be too much. I don't have the details of it, but I'm certain that there must have been an escape clause, and the rumor is that we'll go away with €200,000, but I don't know whether that's true or not.
Do you foresee Ghana taking a local coach, looking at the time frame?
I'll be highly surprised, because it's the FA that sometimes goes around and says that it's not looking for the best person regardless of the color of the skin, and much as I will agree with them, 9 times out of 10 they have to go for a foreign coach. So unless it's going to be a stopgap measure while they look out for a permanent coach, but that to me is a very, very risky factor.
But as a football analyst, do you think these foreign coaches have any way helped us?
Well, I've made my positions known on foreign coaches. I've always maintained that if Brazil sees the need to only use a Brazilian coach, if Italy sees the same, if Germany sees the same, why don't we use a local coach? There's the argument that the players don't tend to respect the local coaches, but then I think that if the FA and the various institutions, including the media, that makes a lot of noise. If the players misbehave and they were to give the backing to this local coach, I think you'd probably see the local coaches doing, in my estimation, a much better job. Added to the fact that you just give them some money. In terms of, for instance, Stevanovic was earning, what, €30,000? You give €15,000 to a local coach with the same set of conditions, with the same help from the FA and the media, the same tolerance. I'm sure a Ghanaian coach will be able to achieve something.
Carl Tufour is a football analyst.